You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Steve Scheer. Seattle is in the midst of a heated debate about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. A minimum wage task force appointed by Seattle Mayor Ed Murray will issue their recommendations by the end of this month. Mayor Murray told us this week that regardless what the panel comes up with, we'll likely see two competing ballot measures this fall.
I believe that 15 now, that organization is going to put a ballot on regardless of what comes out of my committee. So we fully expect it. Even if we have consensus on that committee and the council passes it, I suspect we'll have to put our version on the ballot as well.
So we're curious about how you enter this issue. Are you someone who gets less than $15 an hour? Are you someone who employs people who get less than $15 an hour? Give us a call and tell us how this would affect you, and also tell us what your thoughts are on it. We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-5869. A lot of issues here, Steve, as you know. Total compensation, should it just be the hourly wage, or if there are other benefits, should that be figured in? Should it happen right away? Should it be 15 now, as the organization, or phased in over a period of time? Give us a call at 206-543-5869 or toll-free 800-289-5869. We're also monitoring our email, record@kuow.org. Here's what we've already heard from some of you.
Bob, calling from Seattle, and as an employer in the restaurant trade, I'd like to say that tips have to be taken into account. Otherwise, we're going to see price increases that will probably put some small businesses out of business.
Truth of the matter is there's many corporations out there with the necessary funds to provide a $15 minimum wage. So why not provide to those who are most in need for that extra cash?
Regarding the $15 an hour wage, I think it's a great idea. But one aspect of it I haven't heard discussed is what the corresponding increase in the payroll tax would be as far as additional cost for employers. Thank you.
That's very interesting. Gia Bassett is owner of Green Seattle Cleaning. She supports a $15 an hour minimum wage. In fact, for the past 6 months, she's been paying every one of her 30 employees $15 an hour. Gia, thanks for talking to us. How are you, Gia?
I'm good.
Thanks. Thank you. Some small business owners have said that paying their employees $15 an hour would have a big impact on their profits. How did it affect you?
Well, you know, we increased our wage gradually over the course of being in business. We've been in business since 2007, and we've had it in mind all along that we wanted our employees to get a fair wage. So it works for us now. I don't think it's something that we could have done when we started the company.
What's the biggest challenge you've run into in raising the minimum wage to $15 for your employees?
Well, you know, because we've done it over the course of time and done it gradually, we haven't really run into a lot of problems. I think we built it into the way that we do business. And, you know, one of the things, I'm certainly for the 15 an hour minimum wage, but I think we need to really be clear about what we're talking about here when we talk about the 15 an hour minimum wage. What we're really talking about is wage inequality, and I think this is a core global issue. It's not just a Seattle thing. So I think once we address that we need to take better care of our workers, then we can start talking about, how we can raise wages, but still make sure we're protecting our small businesses and local economy.
Would you want to see any exemptions as this moves forward for certain businesses?
Well, you know, what I would really propose are two things. I would propose definitely making sure there's a training wage in place. I think that's really important. And then instead of just a big jump right into 15 an hour, I would really suggest doing something more over the course of a period of time. For example, you know, over the course of 6 years, that would be a 95 cents per year hourly increase, or 8 years, a 72 cents per year hourly increase. And I think spreading it out like that can make it much more digestible and safe for our small businesses to figure out how to work with that.
Say, just on the point that the caller made, has it affected your payroll tax to have a higher wage going out?
Yeah, I mean, we're still paying whatever we pay. We're still paying a fixed percentage with labor and industries and our payroll taxes. So just, you know, when we pay more, we are paying more.
Gia Bassett is owner of Green Seattle Cleaning. Gia, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
Hannah Beaton is a server at Odd Fellows, a bar and restaurant on Capitol Hill. And Hannah is one of the founders of the advocacy group Tips Our Wages. Hannah, as I understand it, you support raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, but with one exception. What is that?
That is correct. We do support raising a minimum wage to $15 an hour. We're coming from a position of, we're stakeholders in the Seattle hospitality industry who we're concerned that a sudden upset to the business model that's working so well for us might damage our livelihoods. So right now we're currently organizing and gathering information from stakeholders on both sides of the debate to really effectively advocate for our interests and the interests of workers and all the members of the community.
Now, at first blush, it would seem, Hannah, that if you're making less than $15 an hour, a wage hike to $15 an hour would be clearly a benefit to you.
See, at this moment, most tipped employees make well over $15 an hour. And our concern is that if this does go through and that our needs aren't taken into consideration, we will potentially lower our wages.
How would that work? Why would your wages lower?
We're concerned that if the public does know that we are making $15 an hour, they will either stop tipping or that restaurant owners will take away tip lines or find a way to reconfigure their business model so that they can still turn a profit and potentially risk our wages.
Yeah, to the first point, you really think people would stop tipping as much or at all if they knew that servers were making a base minimum wage of $15 an hour?
You know, at this time, it's hard to speculate on what people are or aren't going to do. What we're really trying to do is just build as much information as we can to get our voices heard. That's what our main message here is. We just want the people of Seattle who are tipped employees to be, we want to be at the table when these discussions are in place for the policies that are going to go through. We just want to make sure that everyone's interests are being served. So I can't speculate whether or not people are going to tip or not. Right now, I've been hearing that it's less likely people will tip or that restaurants will just take away tip lines altogether. And that's where we stand right now.
That's a good question. It's a good concern. Hannah, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hannah Beaton's with Tips Our Wages. That's a good question for folks, Steve. If you knew that your server was getting $15 an hour, would you be less apt to tip or tip as much? We're at 206-543-5869.
In Europe, where tips are not part of the population, or not a part of the infrastructure, we see servers as equals, and we assume that they're getting a fair wage like we get, and that's not part of the culture. So would it be a shift in the culture? That's an interesting question. Matt Galvin is the co-owner of Pagliacci Pizza. He's been there for the last 14 years, employ nearly 500 employees. Matt, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, if 15 now had their way, the minimum wage would be raised to $15 straight up. Tips, total compensation, benefits wouldn't count towards that $15. You just heard what Hannah told us. What are your concerns about this?
Well, I think it's moving fairly quickly, and I think for those of us on the employer side, I think what we're suggesting is just as Gia mentioned, a phased-in approach really will help us adjust accordingly over the next several years. So that's certainly a major tenet that I would support, is the idea of phasing in over time and also recognizing total compensation, not just tips or bonuses or commissions, but also healthcare contributions or 401k contributions from the employer side, I think is really all part of the total compensation package.
You know, when you look at the path going forward, we've heard about people saying, let's phase it in. If it was a phase in, how would that affect Pagliacci's business, do you think?
I think if it's coupled with the total compensation that we're talking about, I think we will have minimal impact on the Pagliacci side. I think we're in the good fortune of having a fairly robust compensation package for the majority of our longer-term employees. And that's one of the reasons why our managers and our employees have stuck around a long time, is that we do provide 401k, we do provide the option for health care. As well as, because of the generosity of our customers, our employees earn a fair amount in tips as well.
Interesting. By the way, what if it was raised to 15 and, you know, could you reconfigure your business model the way we heard Hannah talking about so that you can – the income from tips would go to your pocket first and then you distribute them the way you thought fit?
You know, I think we're all thinking about trying to think a little differently about this whole idea. Having been a former tips employee and paid my rent with the tips I received, it seems odd to me that the employer would latch on to the tips that our customers are giving to our employees. But I think this is moving so fast, and this is really such an unprecedented area to kind of be seriously contemplating a 70% increase in the minimum wage, and could come up to about a 6-week lead time. I think a lot of things are on the table, but I think cooler minds will prevail, and we'll have a thoughtful, kind of deliberate phase-in period. At least that's our hope.
All right, Matt Galvin, thanks a lot. Matt Galvin is the owner of Pagliacci Pizza.
By the way, I just had one of their spicy Sicilian salads for lunch today. Excellent. We've got another caller on the line we'd like to get to find out what this person has to say about it. Gerald is on the line.
No, Carrie. Let's go to Carrie first. Carrie is in West Seattle. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You're saying $15 an hour would kill your business. What's your business?
Well, I'm right around the corner from Pagliacci's. I have a small Italian pizzeria sandwich shop. It's called Quadrato. And we just opened, but we're 300 square feet. We're very small, counter service, lunch, dinner place. And I have four employees. They're all under the age of 21, one of which makes minimum wage. It's their first job. But the amount of hours that we were open, I wouldn't be able to pay that amount of money and stay in business and make a profit. So, and it's a brand new business. Another point I wanted to make is that my business model, I was able to obtain a loan from a lending institution based on my business model of having part-time workers at the current minimum wage. And not in a million years would myself or the lending institution anticipate a 60% increase in the minimum wage just 9 months ago. It's rather shocking. So, and converse, you know, people in the future will have a hard time as well. Trying to secure a loan based on those numbers as well, I believe.
Yeah, Carrie, it's very complicated. It's very interesting to see how this thing brings us into so many other areas of discussion. Carrie, thanks for that. Let me go to Gerald, who's in Pinehurst. Hello, Gerald.
Hello.
What are you thinking? You work for a nonprofit. What do you think about this proposal?
Well, as I say, I own a nonprofit that's actually it's a home health care, so it's a 24-hour business. We're providing care for in the home for people that need it, and paying $15 for 24 hours around the clock. You can see how that can add up. I have a staff or employees probably around 8. So, you know, for me to pay somebody $15 an hour around the clock every day, that would put me out of business. So I think it should be an exemption for a minimum amount of employees, anything over 15 or 20 above, maybe yes. But if you have 15 employees at $15 an hour, and with me being non-profitable, it's just kind of even hard to imagine that I would be able to survive and provide the service that I am.
Gerald, have you talked to your employees about this? So what are their thoughts about being able to get paid $15 an hour?
Well, they would obviously love it. I mean, who wouldn't love the increase? And I would like to pay them more. It's just being what's affordable to pay to them and operating the business to be, you know, functional and provide the service that's needed, then you're competing with, you know, the service of providing the quality of care versus the quality of the employee. So, yeah, they do, you know, like the idea of 15 an hour, and I like to pay them 15 an hour.
Right.
I just can't afford it.
Well, there's a lot of businesses and nonprofits like yours that are working on a very slim margin. So, you know, one question that I have for you is if you were paying your employees more and you raised your prices, do you think the people who you provide the services for would balk and say, I'm not going to buy this service anymore?
Well, I think, you know, the people that I'm providing services are already on a budget income. So it's not like, you know, they have a whole lot of choices where they do have a lot of choices, but what they can afford to do, I think what it comes down to. So me passing that cost on to, you know, whoever I'm providing service for, doesn't always meet the needs because they're in a position where they own a fixed income and just trying to get the basic care or help that they need with what they have. So, you know, in the real world, I think it would work if you have that disposable income. But the people I'm experiencing, well, again, it's a nonprofit, so it's not like I'm dealing with people that has a lot of income from the beginning.
Hey, Jill, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Sure.
A lot of people are talking about this, Steve, already, and we're going to be talking about this for a while. The mayor's committee is going to come up with a proposal at the end of the month. We don't know if it'll be a unanimous proposal or whether it'll have any heat behind it. Strong suspicions that Shama Sawant and the 15 Now group will put something on the ballot. There's also a business group that we were just talking about. Maybe they'll put something else on the ballot. Perhaps the city officials will put something on the ballot. So a lot of discussion ahead and a lot of complex issues.
I think what's fascinating is just how complex it is. You know, $15 an hour.
Sounds
fair. And now when you see how each business and I think the question you raised, what if you say, look, Seattle voters, you've paid past this, so we're just going to put your prices up just a little bit. Isn't that okay? I mean, does somebody say, well, you know, I get a little cheaper burger if I go across in the shoreline or don't use Pinehurst and go further north?
Well, a lot to think about and a lot to learn about, too. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us and helping us kind of think through this idea of $15 an hour. With Steve Scherer, I'm Ross Reynolds. You are listening to The Record on KUOW.